Hello.
Hello, hi. This is Ashley Benitez. I was calling a reference to Donna York, my mom.
Yes, thank you for calling me back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Good
Well, good
morning.
afternoon.
Yeah. So I'm on the other line, so I may have to run, but I do want to talk to you. I spoke to your mom. She says you guys were concerned with all the information that was needed.
Yeah.
You were like, "Why? What's going on here?" One second. Hello? Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm just on the other line, like I said. So, about that information, it's not personal to you or anything. The agency only needs it legally because the county is paying you, because your mom's been approved. Now, because you were approved, the county just wants to make sure whoever's taking care of your mom is, doesn't have any background, like history or anything. It's legally they have to just make sure whoever they're quote unquote employing is, they just have to do like a background check. So it's just something we do as out of a requirement, but like only because of that. It's not personal, it's nothing like that. Any agency actually that you do need to work with, you have to do this. It's legal. So I just wanted to give you that clarity and we're willing to work with you. So
Okay, so what company is supposed to be contacting me up for this?
okay, so us, the agency, Family First Care LLC, we're the ones who got your mom onto the waiver, and we're supposed to be helping you out here with this.
Okay, so the Family's First Care, is anyone by the name of Monica? Is it Monica?
Yeah. So my job is with your mom, and she usually helps like you as the caregiver to get legally onto the case. Like she's supposed to schedule assessments, I believe, with you and make sure that all that information is filled out. Is that okay?
So I rode past that place on Germantown where I was supposed to get my fingerprints, and they are still closed.
Okay. Here's
So we
what I'm
need to find a
doing.
whole new location because I went before and we can't find nowhere for me to get my fingerprints.
That's a problem, and it's not yours. Let me go ahead. Let me talk to Monica. Have her call you. I will tell her, explain the situation to her, and have her accommodate you in whatever you need. Okay.
Okay.
For any other, and I don't. Again, I don't really deal with like what you have to do as a caregiver. I'm only dealing with Donna, but for the caregiver aspect, which you are, Monica knows more information, but. Were there scheduled assessments or anything like that?
No, 'cause when I went, they were scheduled, but when I went, they were closed. So she was like, she was going to find me another date to do it. Then I went back the other day. I rolled past there, and they're
Okay.
still closed. They still have the same sign on the window that says they're closed due to tech issues. So we just need to find a whole different location.
Got it. Okay, so you know what? Is it okay if I have
Like, I can
Monica call
possibly still
you?
get the TB test. I can still get the TB, but where do I get the fingerprints at?
Right. No, fair enough. Let me talk to Monica. Let me explain it to her. Let me see what we can do with our resources, and I'll have Monica reach back out to you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure, I'll tell her to text you in case you don't answer, but like try and make sure you text her back or something just so there's
Okay.
communication so we could get this rolling for your mom and we don't have like it we'll get this taken care of pretty fast. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Ashley, if you have any concerns with anything, give me a call, okay? I'm here to help you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.